Now, New Vision Insight from newvision.com. We talk markets today. Emily joins us from the New Vision Marketing Department. Emily Anderson, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of topics on the list this morning. Let's start from the top, and it has been in the topic category now for a year. That's Russia and that Black Sea grain deal. With that, it continues to have an impact. How does that play in the markets, do you think?
Well, everyone's kind of been watching that a lot. Mainly wheat, I would say, has really been keeping an eye on what they're thinking. And everyone was kind of hoping that they were going to agree to another 120 days. But so far, it's looking like Russia's only going to do 60. And I think that's kind of a tool they're using, because I think they're looking for some sanctions to be lifted to be able to agree to that 120 days. So just kind of keep an eye out for that. There still hasn't been for sure things. It's still kind of in the talks right now. So, but the deadline is Saturday for that. So,
another topic that's always front and center, and this time it's China, probably in a good way from in the market buying more corn.
Yeah. Yep. We had two good sales Tuesday. There was a 612,000 metric tons of old crop, and then on Wednesday, there were 667 metric tons that they bought. So hopefully if that demand can keep up this summer, because, you know, Brazil's almost out of their old crop. So hopefully they're going to start looking to us, and that can get some good prices back this summer.
And all eyes really go to next Friday. That's pretty a key USDA report day, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. We got the prospective planning report. So kind of keep an eye out for that, especially. So, you know, if they're going to have higher acres and higher yields on there, you know, that could see new crop prices kind of start to come back down a little bit. But if they're getting pretty nervous for the spring planting, you know, with getting all this snow and rain, and if spring we keep getting rain, then it might be a little bit hard to get in the field. So, you know, if we can't get those acres planted, then maybe we could see a little bit of a rally in new crop prices.
Well, and as we get ready to go to the fields, a lot of tools for farmers to consider using there at New Vision, right?
Oh, yeah. We got lots of different things. Right now, I really would start taking a look at getting your new crop prices in and getting some new crops sold, because, you know, I don't think these high prices are going to stay there. You know, I don't think we're going to be seeing that $6, $7 new crop again. So just really keep watching the markets for that and think about what your break even is and everything. And then one good thing that we've been talking about in the office is doing some short dated new crop options. So that will help you to set a floor, and then you also have upside potential on that. So if there's a rally in the market, you can catch some of that. So that's definitely something I would take a look at doing. I think that's a good tool. And we have lots of other things, minimum price, you know, some other contracts we can do too. And we are still offering our fungicide program, so that you get 20% off of Veltima fungicide, and then you get a 12-cent premium on a corn contract. So, and you can use that towards a new crop if you want. So that, you know, that can help you get a little bit of a premium on that new crop too, if that's something that you would want to do. So Some different tools I would think producers should really take a look at.
Great topics, Emily. Thank you for your time this morning. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Emily Anderson, part of the Grain Originator team at New Vision Co-op. Today's New Vision Insight at newvision.coop.